Case number 12761, Donnie Bear and BJ Liedno Bear seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures and the maximum fence height requirement for existing and proposed fence. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Code. The property is a through lot located on the north side of Breakwater Run within the Kingwood Sound Phase 2 subdivision. The 911 address is 36725 Breakwater Run in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 533, Map 19, Parcel 472. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot variance from the 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed deck on a through lot and a 0.5-foot and 2.5-foot variance from the maximum 3.5-foot height requirement for an existing and proposed fence. And we have zero letters of opposition and zero mayor return.
Is the applicant present? Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is BJ Liedno Bear, 2404 Perry Avenue, Edgewood, Maryland, 210-21040.
Sure. My name is Donnie Bear. I'm at 2404 Perry Avenue, Edgewood, Maryland, 210-40.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening. The address that we're talking about, Breakwater Run, is a secondary home. We purchased it in 2013. And as we found out, when we applied for our variance for our 10 by 10 deck, the fence was also an issue. So we want to clear all that up, if at all possible, today. Mm-hmm. The variance is a 40-foot setback from Route 54. And we are asking 10 feet to put a 10 by 10 deck, even with the slider that we walk out the back. The fence, we would like to replace the existing fence with a 6-foot privacy fence on Route 54 side only. The other fence, we'd like to replace it with a 4-foot chain link fence. We've talked to our neighbors, we get along with our neighbors, we just want the 6-foot privacy fence due to the fact of 54 being grown up. I think it's the Royal Farms, there's a bank, there's some other houses going in. Also within our neighborhood, we've had some of our neighbors and sheds broken into. So we have put up a motion detector. Thank the good Lord, ours haven't been broken into yet. But we're kind of thinking with the fence, out of sight, out of mind. And then with the deck, we just like to sit back there with, when we have our dogs out, because we have two small dogs, that we can sit comfortably to let them run and enjoy our home when we're down here. We don't, you know, honestly don't see any, if we talk to our neighbors have no issue with the deck or the fence.
Questions from the board?
So this is a through lot. So on Breakwater Run, you have a 30-foot setback from Breakwater, is that correct?
Flip to, yes, sir.
Okay, and then you got a 40-foot from Route 54. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So between that, those two, you lost 70 feet right there. Okay, so the, I want to make sure I understand this. You want a 4-foot chain link fence on either side of your property?
Yes, up to, if you, you look, you all have a current plaque, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the plaque on the right where it says next to lot 154 where it's 10 feet, that's where the existing chain link fence comes up to, even with the garage.
Mm-hmm.
On the right hand side next to lot 152, it has 10.1. That's where the chain link fence comes up to. That's the where the chain link fence was there when we purchased the property in 2013. So we're just going to update it because it's an old falling down that looks crappy. So we just wanted to update it so it looks nice, if at all possible.
And has your neighborhood have a problem with break-ins? Is that what you said?
We've had two of our neighbors up the streets from us, yes, and their sheds.
54 is a very busy road.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't look like there's trees come all the way down to behind your house, do they?
One neighbor, actually, both neighbors on our side have big, tall trees. We have smaller trees, and of course, they're probably just the same height we are. They're not very tall.
They need a few years.
Yeah, quite a few years.
Understand. Dr. Carson?
Couple of questions. The, do we have any, question for the county, do we have any questions regarding the shed in terms of crossing into the easement, which will get to my next one?
The issue with that would be if someone did have to access the easement, that they would be responsible to.
And that's also, I would think would be our question, because the variance being requested is, unless I've misunderstood this, that we're approving a fence to go through a permanent construction or maintenance easement, is what you're asking for?
Right.
The existing shed, fence, and dwelling all had permits and had been CO'd in the past.
Okay.
So if it's in the easement, if ever they need to run utilities or what have you, they have to move the fence, shed, whatever it is?
Okay. And.
We'll go with that.
Is the, what you consider the front of your home facing Breakwater Run?
Yes, that's what we consider the front. I think you all consider the front as 54.
No, I consider it Breakwater also, but that's another story.
Yeah.
That's what I was kind of like, it kind of threw me when I first got this in the mail, and I'm like, whoa!
Thank you, that's all the questions I have.
One other question.
Mm-hmm.
About how much distance is there from your property line to the edge of pavement on 54?
From our property line? I'm going to say probably 12 feet, give or take. I didn't measure that. I know it's from our property line, there's still a drain that drains off on the other side of our fence, then there's a sidewalk, and then there's 54. So I'm going to say maybe 10, 12 feet. I didn't measure that.
So it's far enough back it's not impeding visual for drivers?
Correct, correct.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
To go off of Dr. Carson's question, I take it you have no vehicular access to Route 54, correct?
Correct, no vehicle access.
And is this deck going to be elevated or ground level?
Just 18 inches off the ground. It's going to come out even with a slider on our house, which right now we have, I think it was two or three steps down.
Two steps.
Two steps down.
Is there, it looked like from your photo you had a patio there. Is there a reason why that patio wasn't sufficient and you need a deck?
The patio has been there. The concrete pad, that was there.
Yeah, I guess my reason is, you know, you have to show that it's necessary for reasonable use, and my question was, is there a reason why the existing, you know, patio that's there, or concrete pad, if you would call it that, is not sufficient for your use and such that you need to have this kind of raised deck?
Well, one of the reasons that I would like the deck is I'm going to have my knee replaced here in a couple months, and he's had issues with his knee and his foot.
That'll give you better access to your home?
Access in and out of the house, yes.
Okay, a little safer access for you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And you had mentioned that there was some increased development along Route 54, I think we're all aware of that. Have you had issues with noise and lights projecting from Route 54 that would necessitate a reason for a higher fence?
The noise, yes, the lights, the bank has, I think it's Tidemark Bank is right across there, that's there. My main reason for the fence is privacy. As people walk by, because there's a lot of walkers, a lot of people with bikes, it's out of sight, out of mind, that they don't break into the house, because this is a secondary house. We're looking at probably, I'm going to say 2 to 3, maybe 5 years of retiring, possibly moving down here full-time. So we're only here periodically. I mean, we don't rent the house out. It's strictly ours.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
You can have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12761, Donnie Bear and, I'm sorry, BJ Labino Bear?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Any further questions? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12761 for Donnie Bear and BJ Labino Bear and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 12761 for the requested variances. I believe that the property has unique physical conditions, being a through lot, and that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So a vote of 3-0, your case is approved.